You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are David Romo and Yolanda Leyva. Dr. Leyva, of course, is the chair of the History Department here on campus. She's been with us several times talking about various events and featuring some of the accomplishments of her students. But her and David are here to talk about Museo Urbano and also something that's going to be going up on tomorrow that's going to be featured, and it's going to be free to the public from 3:30 to 4:30. David and Yolanda, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start, first of all, for people who may not have heard some of the previous shows, as far as Museo Urbano. Tell us about that.
Museo Urbano is a project of the Department of History, and we are dedicated to taking border history to the community and working with the community in order to discover the very rich history of this region. We do it through workshops, through cultural events like the one that's going to happen tomorrow. We do it through publications and through museum exhibits.
Now, as far as what's going on tomorrow, is that something that you or David wants to talk about, or both of you? David,
sure,
you behind
I can
this?
Talk about it. It's a series of events that we're going to do featuring the fronterizo music, you know, all the world influences of the music that we have here and the history of the music that we have here on the border. And so tomorrow from 3:30 to 4:30, we're going to have a Son Jarocho workshop. And then from after that, we're going to have all other kinds of events. We're going to have the Silva Magnet Quartet play the historical music that was being played here like 100 years ago in El Paso and Juarez. And then we're going to have a group, my group actually is Fronteras No Más, 8 musicians, and they're just incredible musicians that I'm very honored to play with, and they come from everywhere from Mexico City to Veracruz to Berkeley, and it's a great group, and we're going to play a combination of the Latin African music as well as Son Jarocho, and that's going to be from 5:30 to 6:30, and then after that, for an hour, we're going to open it up to the public so that if they bring their instruments or if they want to recite some poetry, or we're even going to have some historians actually reading some of the oral histories from the El Paso area, you know, a couple of minutes, kind of just a creative thing, a way to all of us come together.
And in a way, you know, talking about history, this is what used to happen before, right? People would gather at the plaza or wherever and listen to music and have concerts, exchange stories.
Exactly. And people would read from books. People would tell histories. So the other thing that we're doing tomorrow at 5 o'clock is Dr. Selfa Chu will be giving a talk about the roots of fronterizo music, the African roots of fronterizo music. Dr. Chu is an instructor in our department and teaches courses on Afro-Mexicano, so she's well-versed in that history.
David, of course, you wrote that book about the revolution a few years back, and 2010, of course, was the anniversary. But you talked about, you know, music that was being played 100 years ago. And people might wonder, what kind of music were they playing? And one of the things that we will address first, and then we'll get back to the question that David can get to, is, Yolanda, you mentioned about the African-American influence, and people don't realize that it was not just Mexicans. There were a lot of people who, you come over here and their last name is maybe Collins, but they speak perfect Spanish.
Right. Mexico has a really diverse history that people don't know about because we think of it in the stereotypical terms of Spaniards and Indians, but very diverse people from all over the world, as you said, went to Mexico. And when we look at the African roots of Mexican music, it goes back to the slave trade. Many people don't know about the coming of slaves, involuntarily, of course, to Mexico, that whose culture left a really strong imprint in parts of Mexico.
I know that El Paso's history is rich with this Chinese people coming over here to work on the railroads, and you know, some of the people Chinese also living in Mexico and coming in through Mexico. Was there any influence of that kind that you all are aware of,
oh,
as
absolutely.
Far as Chinese,
you know,
border?
Most people that know about, say, music 100 years ago know about the McGinty Band. and that was the precursors of the El Paso Symphonic Orchestra. And one of the persons that I'm going to talk about, Trinidad Concha, he originally was from the – he was one of the musicians from this great band that passed – went up through New Orleans back in 1885, and then he stayed in El Paso. So getting back to the McKinty band, he was the director of that band, but they had a Chinese section. They played Orquestra Típica, and they played there was one group that only had Chinese instruments. And we're talking about like the 1890s here in El Paso, right? So we're looking at an incredible diversity of world music. And, you know, mariachi music supposedly comes from the term mariage, which means marriage. That, you know, there's the French, the operatic, the Italian operatic tradition. The polkas from the Germans influence the ranchero music. For instance, we have the Chinese connection. And back, going back to this Trinidad Concha, who ends up staying here and living in the Segundo Barrio, and actually serenading Francisco Madero and Pancho Villa right the day right across the Asarco smelter the day before the Battle of Juarez. He was one that brought the African tradition through habaneras, like the Afro-Cuban music. And they went up to New Orleans, and we're talking about 1885. And there's musical scholars that talk about the influence of Latino, the Latin tinge of jazz. And that was one for these scholars that look at you know, the mixing of Latino music with jazz and African music. They brought it up from Cuba, and of course it comes from the Veracruz area in Mexico. They end up in New Orleans and make a big, you know, there's people that are just going crazy for this, the Mexican cavalry band that was sent by Porfirio Diaz back in 1895. They go all the way up to New York, San Francisco, come back to El Paso. And a few of them defect from the Porfirio Diaz band and end up here in El Paso, right? So there's all these kind of incredible connections that people don't know about, you know, and I think they should. There's just fascinating connections with how the music of the world ends up here in the El Paso Juarez region.
David and Yolanda, okay, next month, July, is the anniversary, 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. And, of course, we know that a lot of the music that was played during the Civil War era, some of it, of course, was changed. The words were changed. Juliet Howe changed the words to one song so that they could have the Battle Hymn of the Republic. But those songs carried on, just like that one, Dixie, other Civil War songs. So the songs that you were talking about from the Mexican Revolution, would you consider that to be kind of the same type of influence, the fact that these people still remember these songs 150-plus years later?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think the music and the food is what remains longer than once the language goes and all other kind of vestiges of your original culture, music remains, you know. And you can go here to the UTEP Special Collections Department and you can find, you know, talking about Civil War scores, you can find some musical scores of the kind of music that was being played here at that time, about the 1860s, right? But when we're talking about Mexican Revolution era music, it's not only corridos. Because we'll have the corridos, and those are like the epic folk tales of what's going on. It's like the people's newspaper, right? We all know about corridos. But people don't know that there was a huge jazz scene back around the time of the revolution in the early, you know, 1919, 1920. There were all these great jazz musicians that were ending up in Juarez because of Prohibition. And you have foxtrots. You have a combination later of Mexican traditional music with swing, you know, people playing with like the jazz instruments, the saxophone and what have you, and combining it with what we would see today as something like mariachi music, right? So, of course, those traditions get passed on and we forget their origins, but their origins are global. And that's part of what we're trying to kind of share with the community, that there's all these global trajectories that we can hear in music that we hear here today and that we heard 100 years ago here in the El Paso Juarez region.
Now, the music that you're talking about, I know that some artists have done covers of some of that. And Pepe Aguilar comes to mind. He did, I think, a bicentennial or a centennial album, CD of some of the Wars of the Revolution. And you talk about corridos, which, you know, to people living here in the Southwest, a lot of those are legends, like of Billy the Kid or, you know, Marty Robbins did a lot of cowboy Western songs and gunfighters and stuff like that. I wish my my producer, Dennis Wu, was with me here right now. He interviewed a gentleman who did Jewish blues, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I actually went to that concert.
Okay, yeah. And he was very interested when because Dennis bought him some CDs of banda music, and he really got interested in that.
Yeah,
and so you know he hadn't really heard of it. He was not that familiar with it, but as a musician, of course, it's like, wow, this is something new, and it's really awesome. And banda music goes back to the Revolution era as well, right?
Of course. And, you know, Yolanda and I maybe are going to look at two musicians that come from El Paso, the El Paso region, that are just absolutely fascinating. And one is Don Tosti, who in 1948 was the first Mexican-American musician to sell more than 1 million records. And he did this Pachuco boogie type of thing where it was scatting and swing. He ended up playing with people like Charles Mingus and Perez Prado, you know, and he was from here, from El Paso. And then the other one, I don't know if you want to tell the other woman that we're looking at.
We're also going to be looking at a internationally known singer, Reva Reyes, who was in Paris, who was in Mexico City, who started here in El Segundo Barrio and was the goddaughter of Pancho Villa. And she's an amazing artist and celebrity of her time. So we're going to be looking at, again, not just the global influences here, but how places like El Segundo and their cultural production influence the global scene. So it's going both directions.
As far as tying in, we talked about the Civil War earlier, and a lot of people identify Dixie or the Battle Hymn of the Republic with the Civil War. With the Mexican Revolution, which ones or a couple of songs would you say? One of them comes to mind, and I could be wrong because I'm not familiar with a lot of that music. Would that be Jesús en Chihuahua, or is that not part of it?
You know, one of the ones that there's a corrido de la Batalla de Ciudad Juárez, you know, the very specific, the ones that have to do with this region. There's a great one called La Persecución de Villa, and it's still played. You know, you can go to bars in Juárez, and you'll still hear it today. But some of these, like, corridos that directly deal with the Battle of Juárez of 1911, they got lost for a while. And then it's either scholars kind of revive them, or there's places in South Texas that will play them, for instance, you know, but not here in this area. So that's part of what we're trying to do. We're trying to recuperate some of those songs. So one of the scores that I found here at the Special Collections was a 1901 piece by Trinidad Concha that is going to be played by the Silva Magnet School. Like we sent them over this and said, can you guys, it's a quartet, and they're going to make it public again. It's music that hasn't been listened to for 100 years. And for the first time, it's going to be played in public, you know. So that's part of what we're trying to do, recuperate some of these lost sounds, some of this lost music. And once again, you know, Fronteras Nomás is going to play a lot of, you know, traditional Son Jarocho tunes that are being played today, not only here on the border, but all over Mexico. And there's a big Son Jarocho movement in the United States. So it's old and new music that's going to be heard.
And what a way to celebrate, I guess, a belated birthday for Pancho Villa, because his birthday was last week, correct? Is that June 3rd or something like that?
You got us on that.
I think so.
I hadn't been celebrating Pancho
Villa's
birthday.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's been a while since we celebrated his birthday, yeah.
But why not? Let's call it a Pancho Villa birthday bash.
And this, we have not said exactly where it's going to take place.
Okay, it's going to be at 2000 Texas. That's Café Mayapan. The workshop starts at 3:30, but the performances start, and the talk by Dr. Selfa Chu will start at 5. So, and then the open jam is going to be around 6:30 or 7. So bring your instruments, bring some poems. You know, we want it to be participatory. There's going to be dancing as well. So the workshop is how to learn how to dance San Jarocho workshop, or if you have some instruments, also how to do the typical strums.
Dr. Leva, what number should they call if they need additional information?
They should call the Department of History at 747-5508.
That number again is 747-5508. And again, this takes place tomorrow at the Café Mayapan, 2000 Texas. But again, as Dr. Leva mentioned, if you need additional information, 747-5508. Our thanks once again to Dr. Yolanda Leva, the chair of the History Department here on campus, and to David Romo, talking about the big event, Museo Urbanos, A World of Border Music, which will kick off tomorrow. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.